Blessings, and welcome to Divine Feminine Rising with Mezdaline. I'm Mezdaline, a mystic, author, Reiki master, divinely feminine belly dancer, and podcaster. Raising divinely feminine awareness is my passionate purpose in this lifetime. Guiding people towards empowerment and personal transformation is my joy. My intention with this podcast is to entertain, educate, and perhaps illuminate as I share the power and magic of the divine feminine. Thank you so much for being here. I'm very grateful for your time and attention. So this podcast is about creating community. I want you to know that you aren't alone. This is my second podcast, and to be honest, I had a different topic planned, but I've learned in my life to go with the flow and follow my inspiration and definitely follow my spiritual guidance. So on the first day of this new year, 2024, I held the first women's circle in my new studio. 11 beautiful souls graced each other with their presence and wisdom, and it was definitely divine. It reminded me that one of my superpowers is creating community, and I'd like to tell you some stories about how that happens in my life and hopefully inspire you to either create your own community or join one that already exists. I'll give you some ideas on how to make that happen. For me, having community has been life-changing and perhaps even life-saving. The community of my belly dance sisters has been my saving grace for sure. It's been the anchor in the many storms of my life for the last 40 years and led me to other strong communities such as people who do Reiki and other forms of healing and my spiritual sisterhood. I've been through divorces and a multitude of other life changes over the last few decades. And many challenges, but the one constant in my life is the support of my communities of women. Some people's birth families are a lifelong supportive community, and that is fabulous. I'm always happy for people who have that, but for many of us, that wasn't real and isn't real. It's like we've been left dangling off of a cliff of loneliness or something. And so for myself, there was no love and support in my birth family. In fact, it was the opposite, more like abuse and demoralizing experiences. But my chosen family is a different story. My chosen family is huge. And now my life is filled with love and blessings. And I hope yours is too. But if not, it can be. And that's why I'm making this podcast today. I want you to know the possibilities of community and how it can enhance your life in ways you can't even imagine. So my first community was the one on the reservation where I grew up. I felt like I was on the outside looking in at the time, but at least I was seeing what was possible. I saw people supporting each other in every way possible. I saw them helping each other, whether it was physical help or emotional help, and even saw a telepathic connection between people that I haven't seen anywhere else. So that was an amazing thing to be able to witness. Then I left for college. When I was 17, got married on my 18th birthday and moved to Oregon. My husband and I bought some property deep in the woods of Oregon, and it was very isolated. I spent a few years just alone in the forest, and by alone, I mean alone. My husband went to work for sometimes 12 hours a day, and I was just out in the woods by myself. Let me just tell you, Bigfoot is real, okay? I never saw Bigfoot, but I felt Bigfoot and heard Bigfoot, and saw sign of Bigfoot. I'm a true believer. Fortunately, I liked making flower gardens. I liked crafting. I quilted. I did macrame. I made jewelry. If I could do it with my hands, I was doing it. And so I kept busy. And, you know, in a way, I was fine. But then one day, I found belly dance. And I met other women. And even though belly dance was the only thing we had in common, we became friends. After a few years, I started a belly dance retreat. And it was in 1989, the first retreat, and I still hold it every year to this day. Only missed one year, and that was 2020. And this retreat is for belly dancers, but it's also for women only. The first retreat, there was 7 teachers and 7 students. And over the first few years, it grew to over 100 women in attendance. And now it's kind of leveled off between 60 and 80 over the last few years. And what it is I invite several people to teach, and we have classes over the weekend. And it's at a camp that's in the forest of Oregon with cabins on a river and a great big meadow surrounded by huge, huge, giant evergreen trees. And that most of the classes are held outdoors in the meadow. And then at night, in the evenings, after we cook together and feast, we dance for each other. So it's just an amazing event. There's nothing like it anywhere that I know of. And it's the best audience that I've ever performed for. One year I had 11 women perform for the very first time. And that was, I think, a record-setting amount of people dancing for the first time in front of other people. And it just, there's just nothing like it to watch over the years, to watch these dancers, because many of them come back year after year, and to watch them go from what I call baby bellies to sometimes professional belly dancers, is just, there's just nothing like it. But I have to say that when I started this retreat and said it was for women only, I got some flack, and people would ask questions like, what do you mean women only? What, do you hate men or something? No, I don't hate men. In fact, I love men. But there's a difference when it's just women. So dancers would ask, well, is there a campground nearby, or maybe a motel or something nearby where my husband could stay while I'm at retreat? And I would explain to them that, well, first of all, no, the answer was no. But I would say, when you go somewhere with your husband, do you worry about if they're hungry or not, or if they're bored? Well, yeah, I do. And I tell them, well, when you come to retreat that's women only, you don't have to worry about those things. And their eyes would kind of light up, and some of them would try it. They'd come and they would just fill up with the wonder of how amazing it was to just share something among women. There's always a lot of bonding, a lot of friendships formed, and I mean long-term friendships. And I also had people ask, can I bring my children? Well, if they're girls, yeah, you can bring your children. And the first few years, we did have a lot of kids, and it was pretty fun to watch the kids play together. And sometimes they would make up dances together. Like one year, this 9-year-old and 10-year-old made up a dance to a Barbie song, that one, I'm made of plastic, That's So Fantastic or whatever. It was really, really cute. I'd never heard that song, and they were adorable. And it was definitely a treasured memory that happened at retreat. However, over time, most people stopped bringing their children. And the reason for that was kind of the same reason that went along with the men. The kids would be hungry, and they'd be tired, and they'd be bored, and right in the middle of their favorite class, their kid would cry because they were tired or whatever. And so most people found that coming to this retreat in the woods by themselves was very nurturing and renewing and regenerative and just charges their batteries. So we don't have very many kids anymore, which makes me a little bit sad, but it's, you know, I want what's to the highest good of the people who come. And if the highest good is finding a babysitter and spending some alone time and going back to their family recharged and happy, hey, that works for me. I even had one woman after a few years say, "My husband can't wait till I go to belly dance camp because I always come home with a lot better attitude." I just thought that was great feedback. So now I also do what I call Divine Feminine retreats. And at these retreats, they're a bit different, and there is crossover. Several people who come to these retreats are also belly dancers. There are a lot of spiritual belly dancers in the world. So at a Divine Feminine retreat, you do things like guided meditations. There's usually a theme, like the last one was Daughters of the Phoenix. And we have a sacred craft around the theme, like the year it was about making your dreams manifest. We did dream catchers. This year we made, or last year we made, feather crowns that were just fantastic. And we also do some sacred dance, and we sing. We do ritual and ceremony. I have a friend who's an herbalist, and she comes, and we do some amazing things with herbs. And again, a lot of really deep bonds are created at these gatherings. And so when I do these retreats and women's circles, I encourage women to leave their mundane lives behind and be in the moment. I encourage them to take this as a time just for them, a time of self-nurturing, self-care, a time to, as I call it, recharge batteries, to just fill up on the divine feminine and then go back into the stresses of life with a different perspective, I guess. It can just be life-changing to step out of your situation, whatever it is, and view it from a different perspective. And when you're deep in the woods, surrounded by nature, with the sound of the river and the wind blowing in the trees and walking down paths where Native Americans walked hundreds of years ago, and just being one with all that is, there's just nothing like it. So anyway, these are some things that have been created in my life. And my retreats are also like family reunions. It's sisters coming together and reuniting and catching up on news, telling about the new grandchild, or sharing that they're going to get married, or whatever's going on in their life. It's a primal thing that happens. I thought I'd tell you more about how community happens for me. Like, for instance, the mechanics of it, the how to create community, And then I'll also tell you about finding a community that's already working, already happening, and how to make sure that community is a right fit for you. Hopefully this will be helpful and give you some ideas and some inspiration perhaps. So I moved to Coos Bay on the Oregon coast in December of 2019, and we all know what happened 3 months later. COVID shut the world down, and in fact, it shut it down just like 5 days before I was going to have a grand opening for my new belly dance studio. So here I was in a place cut off from everyone but my daughter and grandkids, couldn't go anywhere, do anything to meet people. But did that stop me? That would be a big no. I knew 4 belly dancers in the area. Didn't know them well, but I knew them. And I messaged them and asked if they'd like to meet at the city park and dance together with masks on. The answer was a big fat yes. So within a month, word spread and we had 12 dancers. We met on Sundays, and some of us called it Sunday Fun Day, and some of us called it Belly Dance Church. We practice on this big, huge stage so we could easily stay 6 feet apart, and we definitely wore our masks. And then when it was safe to practice indoors again, we formed an official dance troupe with the dancers that were serious about wanting to meet on a regular basis. At first, we just met once a week and danced together, but over time, we've gone on a couple of long road trips, and we've gotten to know each other, and we're there for each other. And I feel like these women have enriched my life in ways I just couldn't have imagined. In the past, my troops consisted of my students that I invited to be in troop. And so I already knew these ladies that were joining my troop. But when I moved to Coos Bay, that wasn't the case. And so these women were people that I had met at belly dance events, 4 of them anyway. The rest of them were new people to me. And it's been such a joy getting to know them. About a year ago, I was invited to join a small healing circle of women, and I began to meet more local spiritual women. I'm a rock hound. And another thing I did after moving here was join the local rock and gem club. 4 women in that club scooped me up and just made me feel so welcome, and I just immediately felt included. In this new year, I started a women's circle. I invited women that I felt would be interested in a spiritual group and will now begin meeting once a month. I'm very excited about this, and I know it will also enrich my life in many ways. Next, I want to either join or create a women's writing group. So the point I really want to make here is that you can either create a community or join one that already exists. And I want to tell you about a few of the no-goes when I was young and tried a few groups that weren't a fit for me. The first one I tried, because I was in healing mode, I was working on healing myself, and there was a group called Survivors of Childhood Sexual Abuse, and I thought that, you know, I would meet people who had gone through maybe something similar and who were also on a healing path. That was what I was led to believe. However, it turned out to be a hate fest, and when I mentioned the word forgiveness, I was practically booed. Definitely got some negative response to that. So I didn't go back. Then I tried a group of paranormal researchers. The paranormal has always been fascinating to me. And that was just kind of a dud. I can't even tell you. It was just a dud. There was no energy in that group. Then I joined a goddess group. Turned out that group was fear-based. I sent a postcard through the mail to group members inviting them to a goddess dance workshop I was having, and they were all horrified and terrified that I had outed them. And so that wasn't a fit. During COVID, I tried to use Zoom for community, but that wasn't a fit for me either. However, for those of you who are homebound, online communities are everywhere, and I definitely would recommend it. So what I want to say is if it's not a fit, keep trying or create your own. Are you interested in spirituality, rocks, books, dancing, bowling, cooking, weightlifting? The list is endless. There's somebody out there who shares your interest, somebody out there who would love to talk to another human about it, to connect with someone. And there's probably already a group formed around your interests that you could join. So I wanted to tell you, an unexpected bonus of being part of a community is that once you're part of it, you can travel the world and find others of like mind. For me, I love connecting with other women with common interests wherever I go. I went to Egypt, met belly dancers, didn't talk Arabic, they didn't talk English, but we had the dance in common. We had so much fun together. I just can't even describe how amazing it was. I traveled to Maine with my belly dance friend Kashani and taught a workshop in Boston, taught a workshop or two in Maine, met women and a couple of men too that were belly dancers, and just had the best time connecting. And I stay connected with some of them on Facebook. And this is, I don't know, over 15 years later. Before I went to Scotland, I looked up belly dancers in Scotland, was able to attend and be part of a belly dance class on Iverness, and there's just nothing like that. In Hawaii, I taught a workshop when I went there to visit. I got to dance in a show. So becoming part of a community is, it can be an international community, not just a local one. On a final note, I just want to tell you, please reach out to me if you'd like support in creating your own community. I have the hows and wheres and ideas galore. Whether it's a circle or a retreat, I have tons of experience and can answer your questions or give you guidance. Thank you for joining me today. My mission is to help bring back the balance of the divine feminine to spirituality. Please share this episode with anyone interested in the divine feminine and personal empowerment. This podcast is definitely a labor of love, and if you'd like to connect with me further, I am found easily. You can find me at mezdaline.com. Divine Feminine Rising with Mezdaline.com, Mezdaline Bliss or Mezdaline on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And if you'd like, join my email list to receive my newsletter. Allow the light of your love to shine. Be the change. Lead the way. And remember, your light of love is a needed gift to the world that only you can give. Thank you for listening, and may you find your bliss.